Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Emily Kopp on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The Obama administration has tried to infuse a love of data and evidence into the federal bureaucracy with mixed success. It's also pledged to give agencies more flexibility in hiring to bring people with fresh ideas into the government. For perspective on the management agenda, we now turn to someone who until recently was a key insider. Shelley Metzenbaum served as Office of Management and Budget Assistant Director for Performance. She is now president of the Volcker Alliance. Metzenbaum recently testified on Capitol Hill about the problems she sees in federal management today. She joins us now with more. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Shelley, in your testimony, you emphasized four M's: mission, measurement, money, management. How would you say the federal government is doing in those areas?
So I think the federal government is improving significantly, but has a lot of opportunity for improvement. So when you think about the mission of the federal government, there's an awful lot the federal government does right and that it's done well over time. You know, it greatly improves the quality of people's lives, cleaner air and water, moving toward a vision of quality education and health care for everyone and actually making progress on that, safe air travel, medical and scientific advances, even delivering water to 31 million people. Those are all mission-focused issues. And the trick is to figure out how to set future goals, mission-focused goals, measure progress on them, manage them, figure out who's responsible, be clear about the lines of responsibility, and then, you know, ask the question, after you've figured out what's effective, is there a way we can do the same or more for less money or for the, you know, or more for the same amount of money? That's mission, management, measurement, and money.
So let me ask you this, and this might seem like an obvious thing to you, but given the fact that the government has been able to make these big accomplishments throughout the decades, does management really matter? And how much does it matter when you're talking about performance?
Management matters enormously. First of all, you need managers to be clear about what it is their organizations are trying to accomplish. Some of that is set by Congress, but there's a way of articulating that that really can energize and galvanize action. So setting clear, specific, ambitious goals, whether you're at the top of a secretary or an administrator or you're running a program office, what is it we're trying to accomplish? If you're not clear about that, then your whole organization can spin its wheels. But it's not just enough to set the goals. The manager, the leadership really needs to use the data to sort of say, what is the data? What is the evidence we've got to figure out if this is working? Where, what data can we collect? Who do we need to get the information out to? How do I know that's happening? And we need to get that information out, both the data itself and the analysis, because we need to help the people in the field and the delivery partners figure out how do we make a difference? Are we making a difference? And to get the brains of the whole organization and delivery partners working to say, how can we do better? What's working that we should be doing more of, possibly expanding? What's not working? We need to drill down. And the management makes a difference. It's one of the reasons the Obama administration, when beginning to work on how we were going to use goals and measurement when I was in the administration, it was one of the reasons we said to agencies, set clear goals, pick a few that are specific and ambitious, but be clear about who the goal leader is. That's part of management, and I think it is also key whether it is a priority goal for the whole agency or for a program office.
What did you find were the differences between the agencies or the program offices who were able to embrace that concept of data and metrics and those who for whom it was harder to come by?
You know, I think it's an attitude adjustment that some organizations have succeeded in accomplishing. Some actually got started with that the right way of thinking about goals and data, and others felt originally that they were setting goals, measuring performance, reporting performance because it was required. And that's the attitude adjustment and the mindset reset that I think is so essential is realizing that goals, measurement, data, analysis, occasional evaluations and sort of experiments to find what's working better to control for outside variables. Those are all tools that you can use and that really bring alive the discussions. So whether you're trying to reduce crime on an Indian reservation or you're trying to reduce hospital-acquired infections or smoking rates, it really is, what does the data tell us? Where do we need to focus?
We're speaking with Shelley Metzenbaum. She's president of the Volcker Alliance. Shelley, in your testimony to the Senate recently, you were trying to raise attention about a couple of different aspects of the government. One of them was hiring. Where are the hangups in the federal hiring process? Where can the government do better?
Well, I think that anyone who's been hiring lately, and I know that hiring is way down in the federal government, but I think that everyone pretty much feels that the hiring system is limping and the internship system is pretty broken. And what is interesting to me here is trying to sort out what's actually a problem in the law, what's a problem in the rules, and what's a problem in practice. And I think one of the challenges here is that much of the problem may be in practice. What people assume is a barrier, in fact, isn't a barrier. So I would hope that the Office of Personnel Management and the agencies working together, and I notice there is a cross-agency priority goal here on people and culture, really work together to figure out, okay, what are the root causes of the problem? Why are, when we screen people and get applicants, why are we getting applicants we don't think are qualified? More importantly, in terms of the internship challenge, where if we want to get fresh brains, fresh young minds who know new technology, but also need to benefit from the experience of our more seasoned employees, how do we bring them in so they can work with those more seasoned employees during internship programs? The regs changed on that, but I think that agencies are interpreting them as being more restrictive than they are. And I would hope that OPM would be helpful to agencies, but I will say it's an issue the Volcker Alliance is looking at to see if we can be helpful and work with others in Washington and around the country to help agencies understand here's some myths about what you can and can't do, and here's a better way to use the system.
Now, the Obama administration has tried to tackle the hiring quagmire or whatever you will by encouraging agencies to complete the process within 90 days. Has that worked?
So I think if you look back at the original hiring reform executive order, it actually didn't call for a hard target of 90 days or 80 days, as I recall it. It actually, the discussion that I recall having with the chief human capital officers at the time was that this is about figuring out for each job, each position, what is the appropriate hiring time. So there are some positions, if you're trying to compete for the best people, you may want to make offers in the fall to students who aren't going to graduate until June and may, in fact, want to take a summer doing something else. So you may be making an offer that you're actually not expecting someone to show up for until September. So a 90-day clock doesn't work there. Similarly, if you're offering scientists jobs, sometimes they have to finish up the work they're doing in one location before they can move. So that was just an initial marker put out there. But some jobs may take, in fact, less time. So what is important, I think, is for every agency to say and to look across agencies and ask, where are we going to be hiring? And I know hiring is down these days. But the question is, where are we going to be hiring in the coming year, 2 years, 3 years? And maybe looking across agencies so you can say, where are there going to be some scale economies and how do we simplify recruitment across agencies and figure out how to do that instead of just trying to fix the system, actually focus on the needs aligned with mission again. What are our mission-focused employment needs? How do we fill them? And then who is responsible for making sure that works and that works well? And I think that's the challenge agencies face and the administration faces. Again, I hope in the people and culture cross-agency goal, they take that on.
You've also encouraged agencies to borrow executives from the private sector or successful entrepreneurs from other areas of industry and infuse the agencies with this new talent. Which areas of the government do you think are ripe for that sort of thing?
I would argue almost every area of government is ripe for that kind of thing, and that bringing in people with different perspectives, different experience can really open up conversation, ideas, but also make you more familiar with what others are doing. So the Innovation Fellows Program, I think, has been very successful at bringing people with better technology skills into government for short stints that then help the people in government understand what some in the industry are doing. You have the Intergovernmental Personnel Act, which allows you to borrow from nonprofits, to exchange executives with nonprofits, with educational institutions, with other levels of government. For all the grant programs, I would hope that that do grants to state and local governments or to nonprofits, I hope they're making heavy use of that. I know there's been great use of that, bringing people in with evaluation and evidence-based decision-making skills, borrowing from some of the nonprofits. So I think it's a rich opportunity. It does mean that people need to think about their human resources more intentionally, more strategically aligned with mission. Agencies have just finished up their strategic plans. I hope as part of that, they have already, but if they're not, they start looking and saying, okay, what do the people need to look like? What do our people look like now? And how do we make this work? You know, the phased retirement law passed not too long ago, and OPM has issued the regulations. That's a huge opportunity for retaining the institutional memory, the excellence, the intelligence of some of the most seasoned career professionals, and I can think of folks you would not want to lose their talents, their knowledge, their insights. But you also, they might want to say, hey, I want to work, just 2.5 days a week rather than working full time, and I'm willing to mentor some new people.
Very briefly, now that you're with the Volcker Alliance, you're taking on a project that's looking at the structural reform of the federal financial regulatory agencies in particular. Why focus on these agencies?
So the Volcker Alliance, which really is all about catalyzing more attention and action to effective government, is going to take on both specific problems where we see impediments to making progress in specific mission areas. In addition, we're also going to work on capacity building. We're not going to be able to take on every problem all the time, but one problem we see, not surprisingly, because the chairman of the board is Paul Volcker, is that the financial regulatory system, even after Dodd-Frank reform, the financial regulatory system still has problems, structural problems, and that those need attention. Essentially, it is too easy for financial risks to arise because the regulated projects and products that are being sold fall through the cracks of the regulatory structure. And that's just adding risks that are unnecessary. So that's one area that we're going to start with a project where we bring the best minds together, look at the research, and try and come up with recommendations for how you make a difference and how you reduce the risk in this area. We will take on other areas over time. We're also looking at truth in state budgeting because we see a lot of gimmickry in state budgeting.
Shelley Metzenbaum is president of the Volcker Alliance. And Shelley, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emily.